Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Cangalosi. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Tolleson. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bobby Bonilla. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joel Davis. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The left fielder, Randy Reddy. Batting third. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Billy Joe Robideau. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Juan Neves. And now, play ball. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reddy. Tolleson reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor takes first base on ball four. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy hits a line drive into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Joe Robideau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robideau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fisk. Robideau reaches second base with a double. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a line drive into left field. Fisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle strikes out. One out. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonilla moves to third. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen bunts towards first. Robideau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a line drive into left field. Reddy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-1 in the game. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tolleson strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 0-for-1 in the game. Reddy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Billy Joe Robideau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robideau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Robideau takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-1 in the game. Riles takes first base on ball 4. Robideau moves to second. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. Deer hits a fly ball into left field. Fisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robideau scores. Riles moves to third. It's 3-0, Brewers. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-1 in the game. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. Riles scores. Gantner moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-0, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen takes first base on ball 4. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. Skinner takes first base on ball 4. Guillen moves to second. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-2 in the game. Cangalosi takes first base on ball 4. Guillen moves to third. Skinner moves to second. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Guillen scores. Cangalosi moves to second. One out. It's 4-1, Brewers. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cangalosi. The throw from Cerrone and he is out, Molitor applying the tag. Tolleson moves to second. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 0-for-2 in the game. Reddy hits a line drive into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Fisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk strikes out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cerrone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bonilla hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robidoux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Billy Joe Robidoux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robidoux is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Robidoux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Riles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonilla scoops it up and throws to first, with Davis covering, for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 2 in the game. Deer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reddy. Hewlett reaches second base with a double. Rod Craig pinch hits for Ozzie Guillen. Rod Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hewlett moves to third. One out. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor juggles the ball. That's an error on Molitor. Hewlett scores. It's 4-2, Brewers. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cangalosi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Skinner moves to second. Danny Darwin now pitching. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tolleson hits a fly ball into left field. Reddy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 5-4, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up towards first. Robidoux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Brian Little now playing shortstop. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cerrone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor juggles the ball. That's an error on Molitor. Reed Nichols pinch runs for Ron Kittle. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bonilla hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nichols. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Nichols steals second. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little takes first base on ball 4. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Skinner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 0 for 3 in the game. Reddy hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cooper strikes out. 2 outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Clear now pitching. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cangalosi takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cangalosi. The throw from Cerrone and he is out, Gantner applying the tag. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 4 in the game. Fisk is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Billy Joe Robideau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robideau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Robideau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Juan Agosto now pitching. Mike Felder pinch runs for Billy Joe Robideau. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agosto fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Agosto. Felder moves to third. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Riles hits a fly ball into left field. Fisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob James now pitching. Paul Householder pinch hits for Rob Deere. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gantner strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.